Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for Clips of the Week. And we were just thinking today, weren't we, that we've not really checked into the two mics recently.
No.
And it's a bit weird that. Normally, they're quite regular stars in the old Clips of the Week. But we've not checked in, so we thought we will do. I wonder what they've been up to.
You take my breath away.
Well, hopefully after that song.
Yeah. Much the same as usual, really, I think. We'll check in again soon. But so what's next?
It's our man on the South Coast, Alex Crook, with news of a Chelsea player's battle with dandruff.
And it's an injury comeback for Pedro. He's missed the last three matches due to head and shoulder problems.
That normally deals with it, though, doesn't it?
Just brush it off.
Just for a couple of weeks.
It'll be all right.
You'll be good as new after that, Pedro. Here's Alan Brazil chatting to TalkSport's James Savundra out in Sri Lanka.
It will be really interesting to see how they get on both with the bat and the ball tomorrow.
There we go. That was new to me. James Sri Lanka down in Savundra.
It's only been working here about 5 years.
Weed.
Don't worry about it.
Wee Jimmy Sri Lanka.
Who's called James Sri Lanka? Nobody's called that.
Oh dear me.
Brilliant, isn't he?
So what's next?
It's time to hear from your match summariser, Ray Parler.
They've got a little bit of time now to think about it after today with the international break. But, yeah, I was a little bit surprised with the... You know, nothing surprising. I'm surprised, but nothing surprised me in football these days.
Well, I surprised or not, Ray?
No idea.
Really,
quite a clue.
Really not sure. This is Danny Murphy and Bob Mills with Max Rushton.
It's true.
The right way to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
Because what you're doing is I've been given a great opportunity to improve our position. But even if I mess it up, we're still in the same position.
Bob, what, you're smiling.
Mate, sorry, I haven't been paying a lot of attention.
Fair enough.
It's very honest, isn't it, really?
He could have blagged it, but he just thought he'd be honest.
Yeah. The
not really way. Listening. Yeah.
Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway has breaking sports news.
Spoiler alert, in case you've recorded it, but I shall just tell you, Conor McGregor has just been stopped. He's just been beaten. I think he's tapped out. He's been beaten by the Russian Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I'm not sure that's the way...
It's a brilliant spoiler.
I'm not sure that's the way I spoil... Normally, you know, you set people up. You say, you know, oh, the UFC's on. Spoiler alert. And people can go, don't want to know.
Or in case you've taped the fight, here, you know, look away now.
Spoiler alert. They immediately tell you something. Oh, that's completely spoiled it for me.
Well, it did spoil it.
He did say, I'll just tell you now in case you've recorded it. Well, I've recorded it. I'm clearly interested in knowing. I don't want you to tell me the result, Nigel. I did plan to sit down and watch it straight after Fisherman's Blues.
Well, exactly.
There we are. Spoiler alert.
Mm.
So, what's next? It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's a caller to breakfast discussing the great George Best.
Mm.
Northern Ireland in itself has celebrated George by naming him after an airport.
It's slightly the other way around, wasn't it?
I suppose it was.
I think it was, yeah.
You can forget the great World Cup hero, Sir Geoff Heathrow.
That's all, yeah. Tremendous. Did it cross the line? So, what's
next? It's Alan Brazil and co-host Ali McCoist, newsreader Jenny Barsby on the big showbiz story of the week.
Should the BBC have dumped the cheat from
no.
the show?
No.
Yes.
No.
Ali?
I think that sums up, really, doesn't
yeah.
it? I think we'd had enough of it by then, really. Ali probably spoke for the nation.
It's true.
It's back to Ray, isn't it? And that word, it's always this word that comes up with Ray that always seems to cause him problems.
The Championship is such a great league that you only got to get a run of five or six games together and suddenly you are fighting for promotion.
What is it with that word?
Is that some sort of charity?
Not the first. I've been giving generously to for promotion. But I'm just thinking, if Ray Parler brings out an album, if he could sing, Ray, he could do Saturday Night's All Right for, you know, and the Beastie Boys for the right to party. It would be, you could have a great album, couldn't you? Have you got any more songs for Ray's album? I'll
I don't know why he has a delicately, with that
just
word.
That
it's
word.
Really very
I know,
odd,
it's just,
isn't it, really?
It's not a kind of strange. Anyway. Let us know, talksport.com, yes. Text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. What's next?
It's back to Fisherman's Blues, and top angler Steve Collett was inviting us to get friends to try out the sport.
I want to go fishing today, but probably on the last thing on my agenda is saying, oh, do you know what, I'm going to take Alf over the road.
Alf can't make it. I think he's
I don't think he wanted to go.
He's got bingo, Alf. So don't really be dragging him out now, really. Poor old Alf over the road.
He
might
special,
not
want to
go. Imagine
he?
That. Yeah, getting dragged down the road. And finally, it's Alan Brazil wanting you to get in touch.
The lines are open. 08 717 223 344. Right. Let me take a quick line.
Hello.
Hello. I suppose you've got to do something to liven yourself up in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. Well, of course not. Of course not. But it did, Andy, didn't it? It did.
It did make us recall this old clip from the archives.
You're listening to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast, Ray Parlin and Ford. I've taken loads of cocaine.
Well, no. Obviously, what Alan was doing there was...
A headline
that he was reading out the papers. But in light of that clip, we thought we'd dig that
Max
one out.
Max Rushton's favourite clip.
He likes that one, does he?
He loves that clip.
He sounds very upbeat about it, Alan, but I suppose you would, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you to David Clark, Rich Weaver, Mark Cameron, Alan Jenkins, Paul Evans, Martin Folds, Rob Munro, and Ben Fletcher. Blimey, all normal names today. Thank you very much for that.
It's good.
If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Or tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard it, and if it's played, you will get a credit. It's pretty straightforward. We will give you the Clips of the Week podcast around 5 o'clock. You can listen back to those at your leisure. And the H&J Daily, the best bits of this afternoon show. Likewise, the podcast will be available. Street Something Man by the Stones, says Jeff Peters. Or indeed, Everybody Was Kung Fu. Yeah, all great songs that will be on Ray Parler's album.
The Goofs, the Gaffs, and the Humongous Howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.